We're here at the Edinburgh Fringe. We're here at fringe festivals around the world, and that doesn't just mean Edinburgh or Adelaide. That can mean really important new fringes and developing fringes in the UK. Ludlow Fringe. I'm joined by
Anita Bigsby.
Okay, Anita, when was Ludlow first born and why?
Well, we first started as part of the old festival, Ludlow Festival, which had been running for 57 years and was getting maybe a little bit too classical. You know, it was just Shakespeare and classical music, history lectures, and it wasn't really appealing to the wider audience. And I was asked to sort of get involved as an artist and as a producer and that, to put on some extra work. Which I did. They said put on about 10 shows. I put on 40. And that's what it grew from, because Ludlow Festival folded in 2012. And everyone said, hello, we want what you just did. So February 2013, we incorporated as a community interest company as Ludlow Fringe Festival.
What's the mix between, say, then work that comes in around the place itself and the region and comes in from outside?
Well, obviously, to start with, we focused mostly on local, because being a an artist, a lecturer, knowing people, I wanted the festival to be able to promote and support local creative talent, but at the same time to grow the expectations of the arts by bringing in people from outside. So bringing in national and international performers, which we've started to do more and more over the last few years. And I mean, we've just had our sixth festival as an independent festival. And I'd say, probably 50-50 now with touring and touring national and international performers.
So if a company, say, in the UK, in UK base as well, we played Brighton, we played Buxton, we played Edinburgh, what would be their kind of motivation or reason to consider Ludlow?
We have lovely audiences. We really do. Very kind audiences. A lot of people that come to us know that they're going to get a very honest response as well. We get a lot of pre-Edinburgh shows coming to us because they want to get that sort of variety of responses from audiences. You've got mostly, quite an intelligent, a very intelligent and audience in Ludlow. And they're lovely. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
So it's worth their while. And you've mentioned audiences. So it is kind of, it's worth it in terms of not losing money coming.
I would say, we are curated. We're not totally open access. I do try to suggest to people that that they do actually think about and talk to us about where their venue's going to be, and if it's not going to work, we are generally quite honest about it. We have had some that have had small audiences, but then again, they've been very good audiences and not had any complaints about the size of the audiences. Financially, I think, yes, I mean, it's always a gamble, isn't it? We give our audience, our performers, 70% of the box office, and we have a very small registration fee of just £60. And we help with other things as well, so we don't... we don't charge for our venues. We don't. We often provide accommodation for free. There's lots of other ways that we support, and we expect very much a two-way process. It's as much as as our performers promote themselves. We'll promote equally hard, to try and get audiences in there. Yeah. But of course, as it's fringe. They do have to. Help promote using their own social media contacts or their own, flyering, doing street shows and things like that,
And then in terms of those international companies, you mentioned it's also a bit curated. What kind of work could come internationally? And it might come because they're over in the UK as well and they've just noticed Ludlow's on in their calendar. What would be their reason to come? And what kind of work, is it any work that you'd be looking for?
Well, we've discovered more over the last couple of years, really, that the ones that really work with international performers is music. That's what I would like to actually focus on, developing music. I'd like to actually perhaps give more platform to dance as well. International theatre doesn't tend to go down so well. Maybe language barriers. I don't know. People, maybe because Ludlow has a history of Shakespeare. Shakespeare goes down very, very well still. Yeah, I think music and dance I'd like to see more of.
And in that spirit then, tell me about some of the venues.
Oh gosh, they vary completely, you know, from, say we have about 40, access to 40 places within the town that we can use, from open spaces and to rooms above pubs to established theatre. The seated theatre is 300 seater. I mean, we've got rooms above pubs that would be from 25, 50 audience, or we have a brewery where we can take up to about 150. But we also have a castle where we can take up to 3,000.
And so if companies, performers are listening to this and sounding inside interested, I'm interested in this, how do they start a conversation with you?
Oh, go onto our website and look under Get Involved, and it says Registration of Interest, and that's the first bit to do, is just to register your interest and give us as much information about yourself, as many links as you can to what you do, so we can see it, and make sure you give us a contact number, because I will ring you and we will have a conversation, and that's how we do it. We will have a good conversation about where's the best place to put you, what are the best dates for you to come, and because I wouldn't put two things on at the same time, or, you know, it's too small a town to clash. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure that, you know, anyone who comes to us gets a really good experience, and, you know, we're all happy. Our audiences are happy, our performers are happy, and we're happy.
So. There's an invitation to contact Ludlow Fringe. Anita, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.